Blog Talk Radio.
If they do by themselves, it's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet.
Well, I guess that answered my question. I was asking if anybody could hear me, and nobody answered. So, I guess that meant no.
I can hear you.
Well, I'm on the phone now, sweetie. I was trying my mic before, and everybody was asking if I had gone off, if I was still on, and, well, guess what?
Well,
I wasn't. So now, I don't know what's happening. Hang on here. I got to take care of something. I've got all mucked up. I'm going to have to hang up and call back because there's another line that's tapping in, and I don't really want that to happen. So I will call back in just a minute, okay?
Okay. I'll hang up.
Okay. I think I'm back. Can you guys hear me? It was another messenger line that was overflowing, but it wasn't you, Sue. So don't worry about that, honey. It wasn't you. It was one of my other friends that it just kind of was bleeding over. So, oh my goodness sakes. Can you guys all hear me now? Hello? I'm just sitting out here in the middle of nowhere all by myself. And if anybody can hear me, can you please say at least, thank you, Manette. Thank you. It's very disconcerting to be asking if you can be heard and nobody responds. It's like, okay, I could go out for a walk, no problem. We can do that. Oh, Lordy. Anyway. Okay. I've got some really, really neat songs today. And I was saying that today we can say our prayers for John, who is not with us yet. And we don't really know what's going on. He could be out of the hospital and just home recuperating, or we just really don't know at this point in time. So we'll just play it by ear, have faith that he's okay, and trust him to God. That's what we need to do. In the meantime, let's be with the Father and play his music, feel his support, feel his love, feel his promises. I mean, you know, it's the day for it. And you can carry it throughout the week, because we're supposed to do this every day. We're supposed to pray for his support and his fellowship every day. That's what he's there for, is for us to lean on him when we need him. And right now, we need him, you know? So, oh, let's just get started with this, and then I'm gonna say hi to Sue first. Hi, darling.
Hi, did you get it worked out?
You didn't have to hang. Well, honey, you didn't have to hang up. It wasn't you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
it was.
Okay.
It was another of my ETA friends who is on Facebook Live right now, and somehow he got tapped into my feed, and I don't listen to him on Sunday, of course, when I'm broadcasting especially. So, and he knows
right.
that. But you know what? He sings Elvis Gospel, too. So it's all good. It's all good. And right now,
good.
I'm going to start by playing Elvis doing Peace in the Valley.
Next song. Scotty, brother, I can't, yeah. Who do you think I am, Hoyt Hawking?
Whoop. Come and come. and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. Ooh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley. There'll be no sadness,
no
sorrow,
oh my Lord, and
no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me.
I love that. That's one of my favorite songs anyway. And then to hear him sing it, that's fantastic. That's really fantastic. Okay. I'm getting up. There we are. I want to read one of the scriptures that I picked out. See, I have an app loaded on my phone that is a King James Bible, and it gives me a verse in the morning and a verse in the evening, and then a prayer to go with it. It's like a mini devotional, and I really, really like that. And a lot of times it gives me verses that I think, that one's very wonderful. That is a good guide. That's something that we all need. And so I decided to read it to y'all. So here we are. And the first one, I'm not going to read them all at the same time, of course. I think there's three different ones. But I'm going to read this one first. It is Psalm 32, verse 7 and 8. Now, verse 7 is King David talking to God, okay? And then verse 8 is God's answer. So what David said is, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." And then God's response, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." We need to be prepared to listen. We need to be prepared to be aware of where he's guiding us to, what he's guiding us away from, and where he wants us to go. Because if we don't pay attention to that, we might as well be talking to a brick wall. And we don't want to be brick walls. We want to be able to absorb what he's telling us and to try and do what he's wanting us to do and to be what he's wanting us to be. We can only try, honey, because only Jesus was perfect. We can only try, but as long as we're trying, that's all the Father asks of us, is that we try, okay? So whatever happens, you keep on trying, all right? Now, Rebecca sent me a request from Mercy Me. The song is "I Can Only Imagine."
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? be able to speak it all, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
There you have it. And Rebecca wanted that song dedicated to Elvis. So there you go, honey. And there he goes. That's pretty good. Now, hello, Carolyn. How are you doing today, honey?
I'm hanging in there. I'm sorry I always come to you for and the Elvis family that everybody says we love one another. I need everybody's prayer desperately. I got a phone call from my sister last night. And I don't remember if I told you guys last week that her husband had a brain aneurysm. And they got tubes coming out the top of his brain. Yesterday they hurt his head and showed it to my sister. The back of his, where he lay on the back of your head, there's a puddle of blood just laying there, and they can't go in and drain it because the brain is still swelling. He does not have no feeling in his left side at all, and they're having to keep his hands tied to the bed because he tries to pull the tube thing in him that the machine's breathing for him. And the tube that's in his, they're feeding him through his nose. She's all he's got. They don't have no children.
It sounds like a pretty bad situation, honey. But we need to remember, too, and we will pray for him. That's fine. But we need to pray for God's will to be done. We want him healed. and we want him to stay with your sister. But we have to pray for God's will.
Yes,
because
there
could be more.
I agree with that, but my sister is going up there every day sitting with him.
Of course.
She comes home in the afternoon and cries herself to sleep. If it's gone,
it's going to be hard for her.
Don't let
Honey,
him
it's going to be hard for her. Either way, it's going to be hard for her. Either God takes him home, and that's going to be tough on her, or God's going to heal him and make him better, and then he's got a long road to recovery, and that's going to be hard on her. So please, just pray God's help on her, darling. Don't think of, we can't pray for it to be easy for her, because there's no way that it will be. God gives us certain things to bear, certain things to get through. We're supposed to trust him to be able to get through them. And there's, yes, I can pray for him, but there are certain things that I won't ask God for because it's not going to be his will, as far as I can tell. Now, I don't know for sure what he wants to have done, but there's a reason this has happened, okay? A reason for her, a reason for him. Maybe it's to draw them closer to him. Maybe it's for them to realize that, hey, time's up. It's time to come to me. And we don't know what his reasons are. We don't know what his will is going to be. So all we can pray for is that God's will be done, whether it be to heal him and make him whole and have that miracle happen, or whether it be to have it over quickly and take him home, because that would be so much easier on her, not watching him to go slowly. You know, a brain aneurysm is a very, very serious thing, and very few, very, very few people recover from it. We need to realize that when we're praying for him. But yes, there is nothing that says don't pray for him. Don't call it a lost cause. We can't do that. God tells us not to, because miracles do happen, okay? So let's say that prayer right now, all right? Let's do that right now. Okay, so everybody just calm and quiet. Don't be typing during the prayer, please. I beg of you. Say the prayers with me. All right, this is for Carolyn's sister and her husband. Dear Father God, right now there is a very serious and troubling situation happening in Carolyn's family. Her sister's husband, as you know, has had a brain aneurysm, and we don't know the reason for it, but we know there is a reason. Lord, we pray that you give her sister the strength to get through this situation and to have your will be the result of it. Whether it be that he be healed and we can talk and pray and exalt a miracle, or whether your will is to take him home now. Whichever way you want to have it done, Lord, we pray that it happens quickly, because that would be the easiest for Carolyn's sister to send him home to recover, or to have it over quickly so that her sister can recover and realize that it was your will, whatever it is, whatever it's time for, Lord God. We pray that you take it in hand right now, right this minute. Touch Carolyn's heart and give her peace with the situation. Touch her sister's heart and give her peace and courage and strength to deal with whatever comes her way from this. Because we know that being human, no matter what happens, it's going to be hard. But we know your will is what we need to ask for. And we just pray that you will reach down and touch each one and give them the strength to get through it and to find some happiness and joy on the other side, good memories to hold close, know that this will heal and they will be reunited one day in paradise if your will is to take him home. And give her the strength to get through this if your will is to keep him here and heal him, and let them count that miracle and heal him completely, Lord, if that be your will. Thank you, Lord God, for your answers to prayer. Lead us forward. Keep us safe. Keep us healthy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, honey?
Yeah. We talked about it last night. Is she's preparing herself, you know.
Okay, that's good. That's
she
good.
She don't want to lose him, but she don't want him to lay there and suffer either.
Right, and she doesn't want him to be a vegetable for years either.
No.
So, if he lives, God will make him whole.
Yep.
And we can trust in that. If it's his time to go home, I just pray that it will happen quickly, because that will be easier on your sister and you.
Yep.
Okay? Okay. So leave it in God's hands. Stop fretting over it, honey, because I know you're the champion fretter in the world. I know you are. But just leave it with God and stop fretting about it. Know that God's going to handle it, and it's going to be the way God needs it to be. Okay? You're okay, Munson. You're okay. All right?
I'm the oldest, and they think that I have the answers, and I don't.
Well, no. God's the only one that really has the answers, darling.
I know it.
God is the only one that has those answers.
And that's what I tell them.
Yeah. That's how it is. Just tell them they need to go and check their concordance and find help in the Bible, because God's the only one that has those answers. We don't. We can't even pray for what we want. We have to realize that God has his will. He has his plan, and we have to pray for that to be fulfilled. It might not be what we want.
Yeah.
And we have to be okay with that. So we need to just leave things. We have prayed about it. Know that God has heard us, and he has this situation in his hands. He has your brother-in-law in his hands. He has your sister in his hands, and he has you and Clyde in his hands. Leave it with him. He'll take care of it. No more fretting. No more worrying. Let God handle it. And that's easier said than done, honey, and I know that for sure.
Yeah.
So, but do your best. Okay, do your best, knowing that God is all-powerful and God can do anything if it suits his plan. Okay? Jesus prayed to not have to die. Even Jesus prayed to not have to die the way he had to die. But he did realize, before he stopped praying, he said, nonetheless, your will, not mine, be done. Okay? So even Jesus couldn't change God's will. Just know he has it in his hands, and it will be the way God's will says it needs to be. And there are reasons. We just don't know. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Well, just be at peace, sweetheart. Just be at peace. It'll be okay. And I was going to read the scripture, but I think I need to play a song right now. And this is something we all need to remember, because we have more than just Carolyn's situation going on with this group right now. We are missing somebody that we love dearly. And we don't know what's going on. And I know that we've all been fretting, and we've all been all worried and upset, and we need to stop it. We need to stop it. We need to trust God with that situation as well. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen, honey, and none of our fretting is going to change it. And yes, I was fretting just as bad as anybody else, but then I just all of a sudden felt at peace with it, to let it be whatever God is going to make it. So you need to all listen to your hearts, yes. Know your love, yes. And leave it with God. God will take care of it. Whatever happens, it's because that's the way it's supposed to be. For whatever reason there might be, we may never know what reason. But we just have to live with God's decision on it. I'm not saying to stop praying. You can still pray, but stop crying, Dad. Okay?
Yes.
Everybody's had the tears. Everybody's felt bad. But leave it with God. Then you won't feel that way. I can tell you that for certain, because I've had it happen to me in the last couple of days. Just quit worrying about it. It'll work itself out. God's got it. He has heard every one of our prayers, and God has got it. Okay?
Yes.
I love y'all. And I don't want you to feel bad, because, yeah, God's going to take care of it all. He really is. He hears every time we pray, and He knows. He knows how each one of us feels. He knows what He has planned. He knows what's going to happen. We don't. So stop fretting about it, kids. Please, just stop fretting about it. Let God take care of it, okay? And that's not easy, but after a while, you'll come to that realization that that's how it needs to be, okay?
Yes.
So here's a song that's going to help y'all, and this is for you too, Carolyn, okay? This is Elvis. There is no God but God.
Might get lucky. Everything He made me, He made you. There'll be no plan. Oh. Oh.
Two.
You're right, Al. What is it?
Yeah, see, in order for me to give them more of your voice, I'm locked in here. There's nothing I can do.
It's like another guy singing with me. Okay.
Share His love with you.
Yeah. We need to remember that. There is no God but God. And we can't affect a change of any kind for any situation. Only God can. Whether it's a situation like we have with John, or whether it's a situation that Carolyn has with her sister-in-law. I mean, her sister and her brother-in-law. You know, we can't change that, but God can. If it's his will, he will. So, hey, guys, just know that no amount of fretting is going to make anything different. Just keep praying and keep knowing God's got it. Okay? And here's something that is going to help a little bit, and it's out of the Bible. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. So, there you go, guys. We're not supposed to trust our own understanding. We're not supposed to say, oh, doctors can fix anything, because they can't. God can. Any situation that exists that needs changed or needs resolved or needs to be brought to completion, God's the one to take care of it, not us. We can pray about it so that God knows our heart. Even though he already knows, he wants us to put it into words for him. Okay? But it's still his will that's going to follow. And that's a hard one to swallow sometimes. As it is right now with John. It's very hard to deal with not knowing. But we'll find out. We'll know. Tough road to hoe, I tell you. Patience is one of the hardest things to put into play. Believe you me. But, unfortunately, practice makes perfect. And it's like that little deal I told you the other day. If you ask for courage, is God going to give you courage? No. He's going to make the situations for you to develop courage. And it's the same way when you ask for patience. Is he just automatically going to fill you with patience? No. He's going to make situations for you to practice patience, to develop patience. Think about it. That is so frustrating. Like, why do I have to do that? Why can't you just place that stuff in me and let me have it? Because that's not how it works. We don't value anything that we're just handed. How much would you value your patience? How much would other people see how real your patience is if it was just all of a sudden, poof, there it is? We wouldn't know what to do with it. If we have the situations to deal with and we have to develop that patience, we learn what it is, how valuable it is, and how to share it with others. And man, it's a tough one. I can't say I'm patient all the time because I know I'm not. But I still pray for God's help to develop that. I may never get there. But I'm trying. I'm just, guys, I'm no better than you are. You know, we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to develop these things that God wants us to have, these things that God wants us to use and be for each other. We're all in the same boat with that. We're all trying to make ourselves more like Jesus. Okay? And don't let anybody make you think they're better than you are, because it's not true. They have more patience because they went through trying to develop it and all the situations that helped them be patient. Remember that. We'll all get there eventually. But we each have to take our own time doing it. And God's right there, holding your hand, and showing you what to do. Tough one. It really is a tough one. I mean, when it comes to John, I want to know right now. Well, that's not happening. So I have to stop fretting. I have to stop worrying. And know that when it's time, I'll know. And that's hard. I get mad. I get frustrated. I cry. I yell. I give up on life. But it doesn't do any good. It doesn't change anything. To learn to be patient. And know that it will happen. Man, it's hard. My goodness gosh. You know? Okay. We need another song. I know we do. We need another song. What? Oh, all right. Yes. Yes. How about the Oak Ridge Boys? The Oak Ridge Boys can make everything better, you know. Sounds good. All right. This is one. I think they did this in 2021, you know, just not a real long time ago. And I heard it and I thought, oh, yeah, I got to do that. Now watch me not be able to find it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I know how to find it. This little button here, and we're going to hear this, and we're going to go this. Too much. They didn't want that much information. There we go. All right. The Oak Ridge Boys. Love, light, and healing. We all need that.
We wish you love, light, healing, home, family and faith.
We all need
love, light, and healing, home, family and faith.
We all deserve
love, light, and healing, home, family and faith.
Let's pray for
love, light, and healing, home, family and faith.
We pray for peace. We pray for calm. We wish you open hearts and open arms. Please grant us mercy and happiness. Let us rejoice in the joy we have. We wish you
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We all need
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We all deserve
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
Let's pray for
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We ask for comfort. We ask for wisdom. Please lift our spirits. It's all we've been given. Please embrace us. Help us find the good. Help us do what's right. Live for the truth. We wish you
love, life, and healing. Home, family and faith.
We all need
love, life, and healing, home, family and faith.
We all deserve
love, life, and healing, home, family and faith.
Let's pray for
love, life, and healing, home, family and faith.
We wish you love, life, and healing, home, family and faith.
And just like that, they're done. That was really kind of cool video, too, though, because at the beginning they show the bus backing up to wherever they're going to be, and then they get out of the bus, and they record and sing this song out under a tree in this big field. It's great. It's like, okay, there's the picnic tree. Spread the blanket and grab the food. It's wonderful. I love it. The Oak Ridge Boys are so good. They've been at it a really long, long time. But they seem to get better as they get older. And it is a little bit strange when you remember what they looked like 20 years ago and then you see a new video from just last year, just a few months ago. And it's like, whoa, how did he get old? Good grief. It's strange. But you know what? I'm kind of glad that the guy with the beard and the mustache and the long, long hair, they tried to force him to shave that off and cut his hair at one point, and he refused. They were even going to eject him from the group if he didn't do it, and he refused. And so they all talked it out, and they decided he had the right to be that way if he wanted to. It was clean. It was always combed and tidy. So they decided that he should be able to do that if he wanted to. And he's still in the group, growing older the rest of them. So, it's awesome. It's awesome. And the second tenor, he's got new dentures because he hisses. But, you know, hey, we all have to go through that at some point, right? So it's okay. He don't care. He still sings, and it's still beautiful. So no problem. I think it's great. I really think it's fantastic. They are showing their mortality, their humanness, and still using the gifts God gave them. And I think that is fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Here is Sister Rosetta. Now, I know you guys hate this, but I think you'll be okay. It's Sister Rosetta singing Jesus Met the Woman at the Well.
Maybe she thought he was flirting with her, you know. That's me saying that now. Don't quote me wrong. Woman, woman, I want to know where is your husband at? Oh, woman, I said, woman, tell me where is your husband at? This is what she told him. She said, she lied. Know what he told her? He said, woman, 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 don't you know that you have had five husbands? Oh, woman, I'm calling you, woman. I told you that you just had five husbands. Myself. I got to go and tell somebody else. Oh, come on. Come on. Everybody in the villages, in the cities, everybody, come on and listen to this man. He done told me every little thing that I've done. He said, I done had five husbands. Oh, but the one I got now. Oh, it's not mine.
Now, that's a moving song. You wouldn't expect that subject matter to do that, but Sister Rosetta had a way. She had a way, and people always listened to her. That was great. I think she really had the gift, you know? She really had the gift. Fantastic.
She certainly
okay,
did.
Now, yeah. Sue sent me a request. Before I forget about it, I'm going to play it. This is Elvis doing No One Stands Alone. Now, honey, I have two versions here, and I know that you sent me the version with Lisa Marie. Is that the one you prefer me to play?
Correct.
Okay. That's the one we'll do. I like that. That's a very good version. I prefer
Thank
the one with him doing it by himself. You're welcome, darling. You're really welcome. But there's a lot of people that like this version better, so I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Yeah, and Lisa Marie has, she goes from an alto to a second soprano. So she has a bit of a range. I don't think she can get down to second alto, but she goes alto up to second soprano. And she's got a nice voice. I'm not saying she doesn't. She's got a nice voice, but I just prefer Elvis singing it alone. That's just me. That's okay. How about Jim Reeves doing Across the Bridge?
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Footsteps of the King, till you hear the voices ring, they'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near, the sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine again.
Now, Jim Reeves is an oldie but a goodie. I used to listen to him sitting in front of the radio when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. Maybe younger than that, probably, because Mama always had the radio on. We didn't have a TV until I was 6, so the radio was all there was. And I remember Jim Reeves from way back then. And there's a few other do that. Yeah, and back then they didn't have any restrictions about when they could play gospel music. You heard it all the time. They just, whenever they wanted to, they stuck in a gospel song. And I thought that was really great. I thought that was fantastic, actually. Okay, we've got, how about a Johnny Cash? This is called Going by the Book.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. Rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Now, I did not know about that song until I found it yesterday when I was looking for my gospel music. Yeah, and think, that's not a new song. This man has been dead for almost 25 years. And how accurate is that song, talking about the missiles and the wars and things like that?
Yeah.
That is what really floored me. It's like he did this before he died. He wasn't even looking really old yet in the video when he did this. And it's still very, very appropriate to what's happening in the world today. I thought that has to be something from God, you know, because man can't do that. God can. Mm-hmm. And he did. I had to play that. I just had to.
Yeah.
Now, how about Elvis doing He Touched Me?
I guess it'll be one.
This way. Let me sing. And then you sing. Oh. It's
touch me.
Okay, Jose Feliciano, My Sweet Lord.
My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, won't you help me, Lord? Oh my sweet Lord, I really want to see. Thank you. never knew that I could come this far, and I never thought that I could be a star. But I thank the Lord, wherever I am, Lord, 'cause he taught me how to play this here guitar, yeah. Hallelujah, Hare Krishna, yeah. Ave Nave, yeah, yeah. Uru Gepu, Uru Sasha. Oh, now, now, now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce all of my friends to you. First of all, we have on bass the swinging Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas. Also, ladies and gentlemen, on keyboards, we have Mr. Greg Smith and Kenny Stang. Kenny Stang, let's hear it for both of them. On percussion, Mr. Bob Conti. Bob Conti, hey, Bobby. And his brother Harry, hey. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce to you on drums with the Russell Bassett, Russell Bassett, Russell Bassett, don't you know, yeah. Also, I want to thank my good friend, Mr. Lee Pfeffer on sound, and everybody, all of the crew. And I want to thank especially you, ladies and gentlemen, for being such a great audience. And I want you to know that without you, I can't make it. Hey, hey. Thank you.
Okay. Kind of went a little overboard on that ending there, didn't we? But that's okay. Jose Feliciano deserves whatever he can do because that man is blind as a bat. Well, more blind because he doesn't have any radar to help him navigate like a bat does. But at any rate, yes. I haven't decided yet which version I like better, but I think I like George Harris. I like his version better. He wrote the song, so he's a little more accurate on how it's supposed to go. And I'm going to have to make sure that's loaded up into my gospel portion so we can play it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Okay, boys. Now here's another song that I have never heard. And it is also done by the older version of the Oak Ridge Boys. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I did because it's really cool. It's called Brand New Star.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight, shining down on us, glorious and bright. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a peace in my heart, finally moving on. A calm in my conscience that sings my song. No longer will you struggle, no longer will you fight. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
There's a break in the cold.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down.
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 Let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down.
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 Gotta love it. I think that's a great song. I love that. And
goodness,
wouldn't that be a lot more peaceful if we could think of whenever we lose someone we love here, that we have a brand new star watching down on us? Why aren't we taught things like that? That would be a much more comforting thought, wouldn't it? I like that. And I'd never heard that song before. I don't know how. I don't think it's very old. I think it's along the same 2021 as the others that I've been playing. It's it seems like they're getting better as they get older. I like it. All right, here's a song that has been around for a long time. Elvis sang this in Love Me Tender. So you know how long ago that was. This is called A Leak in This Old Building. We're gonna move.
Well, there's a leak in this old building. Yes, there's a leak in this old building. Well, there's a leak in this old building. We're gonna move to a better home. We got no paint in this old window. We got no paint in this old window. We got no paint in this old window. We're gonna move to a better home. Well, there's a hole in the roof where the rain pours in. A hole in the floor where it runs right out again. Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Well, there's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
Yes, there's a leak
in this old building.
There's a leak.
Well,
there's a leak.
There's a leak in this old building.
Better leak.
We're gonna move to a better home. Well, there's a crack across the ceiling. Yes, there's a crack across the ceiling. Well, there's a crack across the ceiling. We're gonna find us a better home. Well, we got a stove.
We got a stove.
Without a chimney.
We got a stove.
We got a stove.
We got a stove.
Without a chimney.
We got a stove.
What good stove?
We got a stove.
Without a chimney.
We got a stove.
We're gonna move to a better home. Pulling down window shades is no use at all. The kids and the neighbors kind of peek right through the wall. Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Well, there's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
Yes, there's a leak
in this old building.
There's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak
in this old building.
Look out below.
We're gonna move to a better. Move to a better. Move to a better. Oh. Thank you.
Now, you guys realize that in the movie, yes, they were talking about the house, but when you put it on a gospel show, our souls are the buildings. And we're supposed to be working to plug those leaks so that we live more like Jesus. So that's why I played it, and I love it. Okay, and something else I want to say is, you know, when I played Where No One Stands Alone, and that was Sue requested that. He requested it first. I just wanted to mention that Gwen came in this morning requesting that song, and I told her that someone else had already requested it. So, you know, kind of figure both of them requested it, but I'm only playing it once. But Sue did request it first, and then Gwen came in this morning and requested it. So it was a good song to play, very good song. Now, how about Marty Stewart and the Superlatives? Yeah, how about them? Well, they do a song called Down Jericho Road. And get your shoes untangled from your chair legs. You're going to need them.
Well, Joshua was a holy man, charismatic leader of a backwoods band. Real righteous rock and roll and cat supreme, called to shine the light on Moses' dream. Stranded out in Egypt land, for 40 years stuck in sand, where everybody's wheels were turning slow. Here comes the story of the Jericho. Boogie woogie down the Jericho road, boogie woogie down the Jericho road. God said, Joshua, go, cat, go. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Well, an angel appeared with a tremolo sword on divine appointment from the Lord of Lords. First thing he said was, Joshua, with the shoes you're on holy ground, ain't that good news? From Almighty God, the one you thanked when he split the waters at the Jordan's bank. You can step on into his perfect plan and walk all the way to the promised land. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road, boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Hurry up, boy, don't be slow, boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Led the wandering tribe through the wilderness. Built Jericho City with glittering sparks. Put a power on the people, lit a fire in their hearts. Hey, don't you know it was a sight to see? Joshua leading God's army. Six times one day it marched around, but on the seventh day the walls came down. When the dust settled down on that gospel blast, the promised land appeared at last. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road, boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Come on, Josh, you got miles to go. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road.
Yeah, and that was kind of a moving song, I guess you could say. Yeah, that's, get your blood boiling a little bit, get you wanting to move around and praise God. And I never knew the Jericho Road boogie could be so fun. Did they know what boogie woogie was? I don't think so, but that's okay. We'll teach them. They'll be all right. All right, Reba McEntire, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. There's a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. So sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. She's just a bitty thing, but yeah, she can really move it out and jack it up. I like it. I like it. Okay, I have another one that from the Oak Ridge Boys that I hadn't heard yet. And yes, I did get carried away, but that's all right. That's all right. They're good songs, and they got good messages. This one is Angels Watching Over Me.
It's all night, all day, angels are watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels are watching over me. Well,
it's all night, all day, angels are watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels are watching over me.
Well, I went down to the valley to pray.
Angels are watching over me, my Lord.
My soul got a happy, I stayed all day.
Angels are watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels are watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels are watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
angels are watching over me, my Lord.
I call on him to see me through.
Angels are watching over me. Well, it's all
they just keep getting better as they get older. That's a good way to be. That's a good way to be. All right, how about Elvis? Where could I go but to the Lord? And that's something we need to remember, too. Always go to the Lord. Where we be?
Seeking a refuge for my soul.
here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yeah, when I face that chilling hand of death, won't you tell me where?
Don Williams. Now, I know I played this one a couple weeks ago, but I like this song, and I'm going to play it again. Lord, I hope this day is good, because isn't that what we're saying every morning when we get up? I hope this day is good.
But Lord, I hope you understand. should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good.
Oh, yeah. There are most of the country singers that also do gospel. And I think that's fantastic because they do such a good job at it and they put a different flavor on it. And I like that. I like that. Of course, you know me. I always like the up and moving music anyway. Because it just to make you feel good. It's that simple. It makes you feel good. And God makes you feel good. So I love it. I totally love it. All right, how about Elvis? Bosom of Abraham.
Well, you're rocking my soul.
Down in the bosom
of Abraham, they rock, rock, rock.
Down in the
bosom of Abraham, they rock my soul.
Down in the
bosom of Abraham, they
rock, rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh, Lordy, Lord,
oh, rocking my soul.
What happened? Did we run away?
No, man.
We never was really together. We're rushing a little too, aren't we?
Hey, I'll tell you. Okay.
You're the rhythm section. You're supposed to get it right. We're the singers.
Well, you're rocking my soul.
Down in the bosom
of Abraham.
Rock, rock, rock.
Down in the bosom
of Abraham.
You rock my soul.
Down
rock, rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh Lordy, Lord,
oh,
rock
my soul,
why don't you rock my soul,
why don't you rock my soul,
down in the bosom
of Abraham,
rock, rock, rock,
down in the
bosom
of Abraham,
you rock my soul,
down in the bosom
of Abraham, rock, rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh Lordy, Lord,
oh,
you gotta like that. You gotta. Because if you don't, you need to see the doctor. Your music bone is broken. Well, hey, guys. I got 7 minutes left. I do have a couple of songs to play, but I don't know how long they're going to take. You know, I'm going to go ahead and play one right now, and if I only have a minute or two, I can say goodbye to you in that short time. No, then it's not one of them. No, that's not what. There we go. That's what I want. My goodness. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play. I uploaded a new version that I hadn't heard before of the Oak Ridge Boys singing Just a Little Talk with Jesus. This isn't the old one. This is one that they did in 2021, Studio C in the Gaither Studios in Alexandria, Indiana. Never heard of it. Don't know where it is, but it's a good version of the song. Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It saved my heart in love, and it wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
And now when you
feel a little prayer was turning,
a Lord you know,
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Well, I may have doubts and fears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
And now when you
feel a little prayer returning,
Lord, you know,
know a little fire burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
And now when you
feel a little prayer was turning,
Lord, you know,
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus.
Well,
just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. That was worth doing a new version of. I like that. Well, hey, guys, it's that time, and I've got 2 minutes. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday afternoon gospel show. Thank you, Sue, for coming in and sitting with me. And when I asked a question, you answered. I thought that was fantastic. I love that. So I hope you continue doing that. Thank you so much. I hope you continue doing that because I really do enjoy having you in the studio with me. And thank you everyone else who is listening in the chat and in La La Land, wherever that may be, internet fields, wherever. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. I hope it helps you through your week. And join me next Thursday. We're going to have a good Elvis and Rock and Roll show on Thursday. And we're just going to keep on going. God is going to answer our prayers. Bless you. Stay safe. Stay well. And I'll see you soon. Bye.
When you walk along.